This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Gert Wilders has now decided to spearhead Tommy Robinson protests in London. Of course, the truth about why Tommy Robinson was arrested is the scariest thing. Here's a report from our own John Bowne with the latest.
This is why Tommy Robinson is being held as a political prisoner. Pedophilia has had a long history in England, and until recently, even that was covered up.
British entertainer Jimmy Savile victimized young girls on national television, openly flaunted abusing 177 patients between the ages of 5 and 75 at 41 hospitals, keeping their eyeballs as souvenirs.
Hospitals have rules with patients and things like that. Well, because I'm dyslexic when I want to be. I don't understand rules.
Jimmy Savile's victims have faced years of pain. We owe it to them and to our audiences to understand how this could have happened and to make sure that everything we do ensures that nothing like this could ever happen again.
Folks, you ask, there's a bizarre satanic ritual being described by children in a video. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a chilling video, whether it's a hoax or not. I mean, it's gone completely viral over the weekend. It's got over 1,000 comments on Reddit. It's got 200,000 views on the original YouTube video. And it's basically two young children describing how they were allegedly sexually abused and forced to partake in bizarre satanic baby sacrifice rituals.
Now, after decades of neglect, finally, England must now answer to why the powers that be quietly allowed mainly Pakistani, Kurdish, and Kosovan Muslim men, according to court records, to form a network of sex trafficking rings all across Great Britain to sadistically rape thousands of English girls for roughly four decades.
We seem to be looking at millions of rapes of white and Sikh girls by Muslim men, only 222 of whom have been convicted since 2005. So, my lords, will the government ask our Muslim leaders whether the perpetrators can claim that their behavior is sanctioned in the Quran and to issue a fatwa against it? And second, my lords, will the government encourage a national debate about the various interpretations of Islam? Can we talk about Islam without being accused of hate crime?
And when you look back to for example, the 1970s, we had something like 200,000 Muslims in Britain at that time. But every decade they doubled since then. So the 200,000 became 400,000, became 800,000. We're now up to 3.2 million. But as they grow, they start demanding more and they start pushing more. And because they back this up with terrorism and with jihad, the government listens to them. You know, when Muhammad said, "I have been made victorious through terror," he's speaking absolutely the truth. And our government understands the fact that they are frightened of Islam, and they Islam pushes and our government buckles.
The most recent scandal, known as the Telford scandal, was a network of 200-plus Muslim men gang-raping local children, while another major incident known as the Rotherham scandal from 1997 to 2013 affected at least 1,400 children. Some had reported being doused with gasoline, witnessing violent rape, and had their families threatened if they talked. A 2013 inquiry into the Rotherham child sexual exploitation uncovered a local government unwilling to address the problem due to a contempt for the working class, a fear of being deemed racist, and protection of its reputation. The local government of Rotherham had, in a sense, been raped of its morality and duty. And the only person that is apparently going to pay the price for it is Tommy Robinson, who is simply reporting on it. Free Tommy Robinson now. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
But it doesn't stop there now in Europe. France France has fake news laws that are leaving media experts uneasy. So free speech in Europe, well, if it's not dead, it's barely got a pulse.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Indeed, yes, here I am on this Tuesday, June 5th, 2018, filling in for Alex Jones, who tries to take a vacation, but the universe says, not quite yet, Mr. Jones. As Alex is heading out for vacation, he runs into the leader of the Democrat Socialist Movement, Bernie Sanders. Now, there's a lot of interesting things in this video, but how about the fact that Bernie Sanders pretty much doesn't even energize a crowd anymore? Doesn't that show you how the momentum that the left had or thought they had is really coming to a crashing halt where no one even cares that Bernie's at the airport? And then you just look at this guy and you can just see how low energy he is, where his own soy boy security guard has more energy and courage than Bernie does to actually stand up to Alex Jones. I mean, the guy made a fool of himself, but hey, give him credit. At least he tried. So Alex Jones tries to go on vacation. The universe gives him Bernie Sanders to confront. And here is the aftermath of that.
Well, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
Dude, no, come on, not right now. No, Sanders.
Why did you say white people didn't know what it was like before?
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
No, Senator. No, Senator. No, Senator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got off our plane here at LAX, and Bernie Sanders, the living embodiment of communist and socialist evil and failure, was here. A living museum piece of Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. In fact, after the death of Hugo Chavez, he passed on the mantle. But of course, his little handlers wouldn't let him talk to some proletariat slave like me. And so this went on for a while. Then he left the gate. We went to a little store. He came back by and we talked to him again. But then his minions came over and put out the same old Democratic talking points they do over and over and over again. You talk about brainwashed sheep. You're going to see some of those as well. So here it is.
Go on board the aircraft. We'll be informing
them. Oh, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
Dude, no, come on, not right now. No, Sanders.
Why did you say white people didn't know what it was like before?
I mean, because you guys aren't flying first class, are you? Why is he running? Yes, fine. First class, you shouldn't be.
I got a coach kick in my pocket.
You don't do that in Venezuela. I like his $100,000 rally. I'm going to walk this way.
Don't touch me.
You just hit me, bro.
You put your hand out,
Alex. Or you're going to do that socialist thing where you're like bumping the people into the head.
Alex, I'm walking back.
Hey, Bernie. Bernie, why are you running, bro?
There we go. Colonel Rove didn't run. I guess he would talk to me.
I'll talk to you. You want to have a conversation?
Well, he said, why people don't know what it's like before? This is why people are poor.
Why are people just falling? What?
He said, why people don't know what it's like before? That was a really racist thing to say.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
You guys are so afraid of stuff. Wow, Bernie Sanders, Johnson, all shame. There you go. They already got it now.
Don't worry. Don't worry. My beautiful face on camera.
Don't worry. We'll destroy America. We'll turn it into Venezuela. Don't worry. Sanders over here. Look right there. Bernie, why did you say white people don't know what's
going on? Don't touch me. Alex, don't touch me. Don't touch me, Alex.
You guys have fun. Gotta be around the general public, huh? It's kind of a bad thing. You're on the proletariat like that? You're a ruling class commie? Huh? You guys have fun.
You're having fun. We're all having fun, aren't we?
We're gonna win. Don't worry. America's coming back.
The truth is, the left is the most vicious, evil ideology the planet's ever seen. It's a historical fact. But they always lecture us how we're violent, we're bad. They're the ones that want to abort all the babies. They're the ones that wanted to block Trump being able to have all the experimental cures and treatments given to people that were terminal. They're the people that love the culture of death, just like Bernie supported Black Lives Matter. Just like he wouldn't decry the cop killers when they killed cops. That's the type of monster and cold-blooded person that Sanders is. He wants to overthrow this country via conquest. Bernie Sanders is a monster.
Mr. Sanders, why do you think socialism works better than capitalism? And why do you live in a capitalist country? I don't know why you're running from me. Flying today.
You gonna apologize to the Sandy Hook families, Alex?
Well, that's the media misrepresents that. That's that. You apologize for all the wars you guys launched, Democrats? All the millions you killed?
Do you enjoy living in your $1 million vacation houses, Bernie, or do you want to give those to the war?
Yeah, your $100,000 Audis. Anyways, you guys have fun. We love reporting all that money. You guys run your little PR stuff. It's not going to work.
Have fun, you know.
Good luck when Google gets broken up.
Apologize to the Sandy Hook family, Alex.
You guys need to. Right? You made those places victim disarmament zones and advertise them.
What do you think about the fact that 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones? Bernie, do you want to get rid of those?
Why don't you stop being an idiot for a second?
It's okay.
I know it's okay.
Are you mad Hillary stole the election from him?
I'm mad you're a Sandy Hook denier.
That's all. You got your religion. You think that's like some
Who's my guy? Who's my guy? What guy am I?
You like Hillary.
What guy am I?
No, you like Hillary.
Did I bring up Hillary?
No, don't worry.
You deny Sandy Hook, and you're giving him a hard time.
No, Hillary edited tapes of that.
Oh, Hillary edited tapes of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's right.
You're an idiot. You win.
Why don't you talk about all the wars and stuff that's killed millions of people?
Okay.
Or Hillary launched the whole thing in Libya and destabilizing the whole country instead of feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. I bet you just love
how you're a virtue signaler.
Loving person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, what are the troops that died there? Do you deny Benghazi? Hillary orders CNN? Anyway, like minions become. You guys are losing. The world's awake to socialism and all the so-called elite intelligentsia that rise. They're totally awake to it.
Oh, yeah.
And yet what's going on at every level? Just showing the type of people you are. Anyways, I gotta go catch my plane. You guys have a great day.
Please. One less idiot in L.A. is good.
Yeah.
Well, L.A.'s trying to hit their idiot max. I'm not sure one of them.
Hey, Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what it's like before? Why aren't you so racist? No, won't answer that, but he did say it. Move to Venezuela, Bernie. You'll like it. People like you there.
So over and over again, they want to change the subject from communism and socialism, destroying hundreds of countries and killing over 200 million people. They want to change the subject to myself and others asking questions about big public events that are used to blame the Second Amendment. This is incredible. But as long as they can't guilt you into their mind control, they fail. They are sociopaths and psychopaths. Leftists and globalists are there to manipulate those of us that have feelings. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders checked off the bucket list, running like a cowardly rat into a sewer away from serious questions.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Mm. There he is, Bernie Sanders, confronted by Alex Jones at LA International. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from Alex Jones again today before the broadcast is over. Now, I have people asking me, when are the specials going to end? I need to take advantage. The end of this week. At the end of this week, the specials will end. The Memorial Day specials extended to the early summer specials. Free shipping. Half off tons of our supplements like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And then when you take advantage of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, you also support Alex Jones and InfoWars and everything we do here. And we're expanding. So you're going to fund our expansion, taking advantage of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com, including free shipping store-wide. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show, filling in for Alex Jones. I'm Owen Schroyer, and okay, I've got a bunch of news that I need to cover during the 3 hours that I'm here before Paul Joseph Watson takes over in the fourth hour. What you can expect, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to join me in the second hour at 12:06, and I'm sure we'll be discussing the latest when it comes to the Russian collusion claim, where now you've got the Mueller team and prosecutors saying that Paul Manafort needs to be put in jail for tampering with witnesses. Now, this is a razor's edge that this Russian collusion Mueller probe is now walking on, where they are essentially threatening to jail Manafort. They're putting that idea out there that maybe we'll jail you, thinking, I suppose, that they can still try to, quote unquote, flip him on Trump, even though there's nothing to flip, and they know that. But who knows, maybe there's something from eons ago that Trump did to, I don't know, not pay a tax or something. I mean, who knows, some crazy something like that. But probably that's not even going to happen. That's not even the case. But why are they saying Manafort attempted to tamper with witnesses? Well, the same principle that you apply to everything going on via the Mueller probe right now applies here. They are tampering with witnesses. The Mueller team is tampering with witnesses. The deep state that launched this spy operation into Trump's campaign, which we're now dating back to as soon as April, I think it's April 2015. I'd have to review those documents one more time, but it's all coming out now. And then Chuck Ross has the story in the Daily Caller. Papadopoulos' wife, Trump aide, was absolutely not involved in Russian collusion. It goes through the whole story. Papadopoulos gets set up at a meeting with some misfud. A conversation goes down where they're discussing Hillary's emails, where misfud says that he believes that the Russians have the Hillary emails. Then Papadopoulos is at another meeting. Hey, pull that story back up, because I forgot the guy's name, and I didn't print the other pages of this story. Then Papadopoulos, again, having a conversation at a bar where there are drinks. I don't know. Doesn't matter. And he's talking to some, not misfud, go down. He's talking to the guy from Australia, who's an Australian-British intelligence officer. And he tells them that he's heard that the Russians have Hillary emails. And then that Australian tells his, I shouldn't say handlers, but shall we say connections, informants. There he is, Downer, Alexander Downer, Australia's High Commissioner to the UK. He goes back and tells British intelligence, hey, this guy's claiming the Russians have compromising information on Hillary Clinton. Then he goes, Downer, and tells U.S. intelligence, hey, this guy from Trump's campaign claims that the Russians have Hillary Clinton's emails. Well, he heard that from Misfud. That's not even his own proprietary thought or idea or information. And now it gets to the U.S. intelligence. And so what do they end up doing? Well, now we've got new documents with the redacted Peter Strzok texts that we now know as far back as July 2015, which is when Stephen Halpert was getting paid and entered the payroll, the informant, the spy who was working with James Comey. And then you find out that that is also when they launched their spy operation into Trump's campaign. Now, that's a story from a while ago that the crew just pulled up. White House is running this. Yeah, Obama wanted oversight of the whole thing. New redacted text have other, I'd have to pull it up, but they have different phrases and words in there. They're basically using spies. I think it's Onkyus spies. I forget what the letters are, but they say lures. And it used to be redacted lures, but now lures is out there, and that's spies. So they were basically putting in foreign intelligence operatives out for Papadopoulos to talk to as lures or spies to then get the fake intel that the Russians had Hillary emails, which then makes it back to the United States that the Russians have compromising information on Hillary, which then somehow magically transforms into we must spy on the Trump campaign. And we've got all the documents. We've got the redacted texts. We have the FISA documents. We've got it all. Obama's caught red-handed. Comey's caught red-handed. The entire intelligence community is caught red-handed. McCabe is caught red-handed. The list goes on and on and on. So why then are they threatening to jail Manafort for tampering with witnesses? Because they tampered with witnesses. They are the ones that were tampering with Papadopoulos. They are the ones that have been tampering with this quote unquote Russian probe since the very outset, where they're spying on the Trump campaign as early as July 2015. Here we are, June 2018. How much evidence of Russian collusion do they have? Zero. But what is the ultimate irony? The Trump campaign seems to believe that the Russians have compromising information on Hillary Clinton. What would that be? Could it be the emails that Hillary Clinton deleted from her illegal server? Could it be the information that she bleach bit from her illegal servers? Could it be the information and data that was on the servers that were literally smashed by a hammer? No. Actually, there's an element of truth to this. For you see, the Russians did have compromising information on Hillary Clinton. It's called Uranium One. Amazing. So here the Russians are making deals with Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, actual dirt on Hillary Clinton, somehow gets spun into the Russians have Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, which is only a story because Hillary Clinton broke the law to begin with. And so now, to bring it home, former U.S. Navy Christian Saucier is suing Obama and Comey for selectively prosecuting him in the case of mishandling classified information, where he was charged. Hillary Clinton, guilty of the same thing, gets no jail time, gets nothing, gets an extra special back brace so that a spineless fraud and thief like Hillary Clinton can still walk around and give speeches. So Mueller's team tampered with witnesses, Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians, and it's all blowing up in their face.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I wasn't intending to go on that rabbit trail in the last segment with Manafort and the Mueller probe and Papadopoulos, but we got that out of the way. But there's all kinds of other news, and I really wanted to get back into that with Dr. Corsi, who's going to join me at 12:06. In similar news, though, we mentioned We mentioned Saucier suing Obama and Comey for sparring Hillary Clinton and prosecuting him for the exact same crimes. Oh, but Obama was a scandal-free president. So this story must be fake news. No. Obama's scandal-free! Come on, man! Oh, you know, I think we've got a news crew doing a man on the street right now that is going to be asking a people a certain question about Obama. Wonder if they'll be able to answer it. Looking forward to that. In similar news, Imran Awan allegedly tried to hide his money while DOJ negotiates with him. Former Democrat IT staffer Imran Awan allegedly tried to hide his money. Awan's lawyer claims his client does not have a pot to piss in. Awan is currently under FBI investigation over unauthorized access, house servers, and is indicted on charges of bank fraud. Of course, he had all sorts of phony businesses that his brothers were running and probably laundering money out of. That's where the bank fraud comes from. Getting paid millions and millions of dollars by the Democrat Party for this IT work. Now they're trying to hide this money, and his lawyer's claiming he's broke. Well, where'd all that money go then, bro? You and your brothers made millions. And what did the Democrats know about the Awans, I wonder? If they knew anything about the Awans, they wouldn't have hired them. Unless, of course, they were engaging in something other than politics. Maybe they're paying the Awans this exorbitant amount of cash because they want it laundered. I don't know. Maybe that's why this comes from Luke Rosiak at the Daily Caller. Debbie Wasserman Schultz screamed at House officials to kill hacking probe, intervened in Pakistani criminal manner. Well, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz freaking out right now because she knows she's caught guilty, dead to rights. But I'm going to get into both of those stories with Dr. Corsi in the next hour. And in the meantime, I'm going to cover some of this other news to just get it out of the way. This is a heartbreaker here. Amber Alert issued in Virginia, North Carolina, after police say registered sex offender snatched 7-month-old baby. And they believe that this baby is in immediate and serious danger. You have to, boy, 7-month-old baby kidnapped by a registered sex offender. Now, there may be some other ripples to this story. We'll see if anybody wants to cover it. But it's really just sick that people are that sick. I think really is what that comes down to. Boy, where do you go from there? Okay, well, Paul Joseph Watson has a story that got linked on Drudge today. Bilderberg globalists concerned about populist uprising in Europe. So amongst the topics of discussion at the Bilderberg group, you have populism in Europe. They can't stand that. They want communism. They have the U.S. midterm elections. They have the post-truth world. The post-truth world. The post-truth world. Oh, my gosh. Do you realize how much truth has been kept from the general public? I mean, unless you have a good history teacher coming up in American schools, you won't know jack crap about human history. A good history teacher in the United States doesn't even go from the textbook because they know that about half of it's BS. But, see, now that we're actually entering a world where truth media is gaining footing, now that we're entering a world where the President of the United States just says things like it is, now it's a post-truth world. No, it's been a post-truth world. We're entering the post-post-truth world. That's what this really is. So the Bilderberg Group is going to be addressing how to deal with the post-post-truth world. Or the truth world. Yeah, there's the Washington Post. Welcome to the post-truth presidency. Oh, yes. Not Obama, though. Not Obama. What, does Trump have a magic wand? Economy records. Oh, I set Trump up for that economy. No. That was the truth, president. You want that doctor? You keep that doctor. Nope, you can't keep that doctor. You love your health care plan? You keep that health care plan. Sorry. You don't have that health care plan. That's not your health care plan. You built the business? You didn't build that business. I built that business. So that's not the post-truth president. It's Trump who's the truth president. So again, Trump is the post-post-truth president. Obama is the post-truth president. And they don't know what to do. And the Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting in Italy, which is right where a nationalist uprising is going on in the face of the EU right now. So, Paul Joseph Watson's story is up at Infowars.com. Now the New York Times, like everyone else, is having to admit that Trump knew what he was doing with the North Korean trade deal, really just bamboozled the media and bamboozled the Democrats, who ended up siding with North Korea, praising the North Korean propaganda head, Kim Jong-un's sister. But the story from the New York Times is shocking because you read the story, the headline is, China's trade war with North Korea is set to soar. China's trade with North Korea is set to soar with a Trump-Kim deal. So, yeah, North Korea is going to benefit. Now they're going to have to do deals with China, not just sideways deals that China's been taking advantage of North Korea on, just basically keeping the power on over there. And then you read the story, and it's all about how now in North Korea, they're going to have a middle class. And it's like there's a burgeoning middle class. North Korea looks to have a middle class. The new coming trade and the Trump-Kim deal is going to basically create a North Korean economy where you can have a middle class. But he's the post-truth president, okay? So he's not the post-communist president. He's not the post-Korean War president. He's the post-truth president. I saw it on the same New York Times that actually printed that story, admitting that he's probably saving North Korea and creating a middle class there. Here's Trump this morning, meeting in Singapore with North Korea. Let's go back to that, guys. Meeting in Singapore with North Korea will hopefully be the start of something big we will soon see. That was President Trump this morning. Of course, Kim Jong-un has to have someone pay for his hotel room because that's the dire straits North Korea is in. Now, I want to explain another story that you're probably seeing here with a little bit more detail. Trump taunts NFL players after nixing Eagles White House visit. Well, first of all, the quote-unquote taunt to me was more of just a joke. But there were only going to be 10 Eagles that showed up. So, of course he wants to cancel it. Only 10 Eagles are going to show up. I'm sorry, he's got better things to do. That's how he looks at this. And as far as the taunt is concerned, it was more of a joke. And if you don't see the connection with this story, Vince McMahon taps Andrew Luck's dad to be XFL's new commissioner, you don't understand how Trump works. The timing here is perfect. Put Vince McMahon and his competition league with the NFL back in the headlines to put more pressure on the NFL. This is the art of the deal. This is what Trump does. He has more friends and is more popular than the globalists.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brain is beyond the creepy line.
Take your destiny in your hands and don't let these people control your future.
Initialize my modem.
I've got one that can see.
Oh, ah! I'm looking down with the sickness. And I'm looking down with the sickness. And I'm looking down with the sickness. Don't pick up your hate and the devil put the mate. And I'm looking down with the sickness. You must not get up.
Well, we've hit an interesting nexus point here with humanity and the technology we use and the merging of the two, where it's becoming more and more a part of not just our daily routine, but of us. literally becoming almost part of us, where the end game is, of course, to merge with machines. Will we be forced to merge with machines because the environment we will create? Will we volunteer to merge with machines because it's going to be trendy and liberal, and who doesn't want to have the best eyesight in the world or whatever the case may be? Sonar, who knows what they'll do? But the nexus point we've reached is we're now recognizing what the technology is doing to us. We're now realizing how we're becoming slaves to the technology, and we're not just learning about the psychological side effects, but also the physical side effects, where the 5G rollout could, I mean, seriously, who knows the devastating effects of the 5G rollout? The 6G will be game over. But we're kind of realizing all of this now. The tech companies knew it the whole time. There have been studies released that indicated this. Now they're just coming out with the real studies that they knew the whole time. The 5G causing cancer, the light patterns, manipulating your brain waves. I mean, it's all out there. The crew is just going through all the stories right now. So I'm going to get into this here. But first, you've got this story from Michael Snyder. The Department of Homeland Security plans to compile a list of all bloggers, journalists, and social media influencers. Now, it's kind of a no-duh situation, but Michael Snyder breaks it all down in the story on his website, endoftheamericandream.com. But I just want to say this. Drudge links to this story, but links to the Zero Hedge link to the story. So the story, the link goes to Zero Hedge on Drudge instead of End of the American Dream, where I just say, Matt Drudge, we need you to give Michael Snyder fair attention here. You know, he's running for Congress. So there's the link that Drudge links to on Zero Hedge. I really wish Drudge would have linked to the original post on the American Dream, endoftheamericandream.com, by Michael Snyder, because Michael Snyder's running for Congress, and he needs more attention. So, not sure if Drudge even was aware of that or if it was him, but just wanted to point that out. But it all comes back to the same thing. So now we know whatever you say and do in the digital world, probably being tracked, probably being spied on, maybe not by human intelligence, but at least by artificial intelligence in some respects. And stuff you do on social media is pretty much out there for anyone to discover or even steal. For example, I have certain shortcomings when it comes to this stuff. I think I'm probably on the better end of things where I don't really get on social media much. But it's really not that complex. You don't have to be a genius to figure this out. When you sign up for a Twitter account or a Facebook account or what have you, your information goes into their databases. You don't think that a radical within Facebook or Twitter or who knows what may be motivated to get access to your private information and share that with others? So people are starting to realize this. Here's the story from Science Daily. Adolescents vulnerable to insomnia, depression from prolonged screen time. That's just one of dozens of studies about that, the depression, everything. And now even Apple is unveiling ways to help limit iPhone usage. Of course, we knew about how Steve Jobs didn't let his children use iPads, how Tim Cook, I don't think, lets his kids use iPads either. So Apple now comes out with their support plan for phone addiction. So guys, let's go first to clip 7. This is Apple's new support for phone addiction.
Screen time empowers you with both insight and control over how you spend your time.
Apple is facing criticism about our increasingly unhealthy dependence on iPhones. The company responded Monday with an iOS feature to help us monitor and limit our usage.
It starts with reports. Every week, you get a weekly activity summary that details how you used your iPhone or iPad. You tap in and you get to view your full activity report. It's really detailed. You get deep insight on how much time you're spending, where you're spending it.
Pause it right
and
there.
Even how you're using.
Yeah. Apple and Google have already been doing that to you.
They're just showing you what they've been doing to you for years. Oh, you love it. Go back.
Breaks down during the day or the night. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you look at your phone, maybe just to check the time, and you're confronted with something like this. Barrage of notifications that spin you up and keep you from falling back asleep. And so we're introducing Do Not Disturb during bedtime, where all you'll see...
Oh, yeah, you don't already have that option.
Nothing to get you spun up.
Now, you can't just turn off notifications. Or put your phone in a different room. What? Actually, I did this social experiment. And again, for me, I feel like I have to have my cell phone attached to me in case something comes up here or in the news and I need to report it. So maybe I'm a hypocrite. Maybe I'm just forced to be that way. But I actually did an experiment myself where for a couple weeks I left my phone in a different room and I just didn't even have my phone in the room. I slept so much better. It was very noticeable. So you can just do that for yourself and find out. But so here's Apple, all the studies, everything coming out, you know, the iPhone, the apps, the smartphones, the screen time. It's messing with us. The 5G is messing with our DNA. It's messing with our reproductive systems. The screen time is messing with our psychology, messing with our endorphins, the whole thing. It's all going on, manipulating us. Declassified documents show that the CIA can get access to anything on the digital world. Other mistakenly leaked documents show how the government can use the cell phones to actually manipulate your physical behavior. So that all comes out. But listen and look at what ESPN is doing now to market their new app.
Leaving home is one thing, but leaving my sports, I could never do that.
Can't leave
you
my
have
app.
No idea how hard it used to be until the new ESPN app came along. We're best mates. I can take it anywhere. Now with ESPN Plus, we stream everything together.
All right, so just pause it right there. So just for the radio audience. So he's walking around. He's at a beautiful beach, beautiful scenery. He's out with some friends, playing some bags. You know, he's walking around. And he doesn't have any friends, but he's got his ESPN app on his smartphone, and he can finally live his full life. Here, rewind it 10 seconds, and let's. This is just so beautiful. Here he is. Here he is walking. Here he is eating breakfast, but he's got his ESPN app. He's got his sports. All right, go forward with it.
Take it anywhere.
Here he is in a beautiful walk by an ocean or sea, but he's staring at his phone. Here he is with friends, staring at his phone.
Heck. I'm even starting to get into American sports.
Now, if they were doing that as a joke, I think it would be funny. That did not seem like a joke. That seemed like the real deal. Wow, man, your whole life is the ESPN app on a phone, and now that is your life. When you go out in the real world, you're stuck on your phone looking at the ESPN app. So, what do we do then? This is a serious question. Maybe I should open up the phone lines. What do we do? Do we just commit to putting the phones away and readjust? Or do we just accept the reality for what it is and just continue to go deeper and deeper into this technology dive so deep that we can never even get back to the surface? We'll be right back with Dr. Forsey. Don't go anywhere.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.